This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
For 168 years, the News of the World was a Sunday tradition in the UK. It had 2.7 million subscribers, but no longer. The paper will shut down this Sunday because of a cell phone hacking scandal, and British Prime Minister David Cameron is launching an inquiry. One of the victims says she's still not satisfied.
It's no good just having an inquiry. We have inquiries about lots of things, but nothing seems to come at the end of them. No, I definitely think somebody's got to be paid for this.
So far, nobody is paying except the shareholders in the newspaper. When the dust of the scandal settles, will anyone be left holding the bill besides the victims? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, July 8th. John is out this morning. Let's get to the top of the news, and it's all about the debt ceiling. President Obama says if both parties can get beyond their own rhetoric, a landmark deal to trim $4.5 trillion from the deficit can get done.
Nothing is agreed to until everything's agreed to, and the parties are still far apart on a wide range of issues.
The president laid out his plans to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid during a White House meeting yesterday. House Speaker John Boehner now says he's willing to add $1 trillion in new revenue by closing tax loopholes. But now comes the hard part of selling those plans to the rank and file. Republicans are dug in, and they think that closing tax loopholes is the equivalent of raising taxes. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says Democrats oppose any cuts to Social Security and Medicare.
Do not consider Social Security a piggy bank for giving tax cuts to the wealthiest people in our country. We are not going to balance the budget on the backs of America's seniors, women, and people with disabilities.
The plan now is for each party's leadership to sell the plan to its members and then report back to the White House on Sunday. We'll find out later this morning if June was a good month to find a job. The monthly unemployment numbers will be announced. Many analysts predict the economy added between 100 and 120,000 new jobs last month, but the unemployment rate is expected to stay at 9.1%. Help is on the way for unemployed homeowners who are struggling to make their mortgage payments. The Federal Housing Administration has extended the period that they can miss a payment from 4 months to a year. And just in the past hour, British Prime Minister David Cameron says there will be a full investigation into that phone hacking activities at the News of the World tabloid.
Everything that happened is going to be investigated. The witnesses will be questioned by a judge under oath, and no stone will be left unturned.
This morning, police are expected to arrest a former editor at the tabloid who's believed to be involved in the hacking. Yesterday, Rupert Murdoch denounced he's closing News of the World. It's Britain's most popular newspaper, and it'll be closed as of this Sunday. To Middle East now, U.S. Ambassador to Syria Robert Ford has traveled to the flashpoint city of Hama. Ford hopes to join anti-government protests later this morning. His presence could dissuade Syrian President Bashar Assad from launching an all-out assault on the city. Meanwhile, a familiar voice back on the air in Yemen. That's Yemeni President Ali Saleh appearing for the first time since he was wounded in a bomb attack. Saleh says he's undergone more than 8 operations while in Saudi Arabia, but made no mention of returning to Yemen. Here in the U.S., the EPA has issued new standards for power plants in 28 states. Officials say the cuts in emissions will prevent as many as 34,000 premature deaths a year. The IRS has abandoned its plan to force big political donors to pay taxes on contributions that they make to nonprofit advocacy groups. And the last space shuttle mission is scheduled for liftoff later this morning. NASA says, though, there's a 70% chance the launch will be delayed because of bad weather. Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed. Futures are down at the moment. The Dow starts at 12,719, the S&P at 1,353, and the NASDAQ at 2,872. Later this hour, we'll continue our summer music series with Jim James. He's the lead singer of the band My Morning Jacket. and he's going to talk about his five favorite songs of summer. Tell us what your favorite summer songs are. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can text the word START to 69866. Sing it for us, if you will, songs that mean summer to you. First, we're going to start with the closing of the news of the world and whether or not that's going to help Rupert Murdoch put this cell phone texting hacking scandal behind him.